And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Mike Malevsky here at BCAVAGE Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Mike. This is John Moosey, City of Palmer.
Not only the City of Palmer, but the City of Palmer City Manager. Welcome, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Happy to. Whistle blew, and it was time to call.
Right. Oh, how that works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking out at a rainy day, and we've had a string of both sunny and rainy days. How would you say rain? Let's start with this. How does rain affect the City of Palmer, especially recently when we had an amount that didn't go away quickly, for example, pooling in some places?
Well, you know, like everything else, I think it's a broken supply chain issue. We wanted it in May and June, and so our delivery came in July and August. And like everything else, it's either rains or pours, and it certainly poured. It does okay, but as you can see, if we get too much too fast, our storm sewers cannot handle everything.
Right.
And we have some pooling, or, you know, the Mat-Su Borough can chase dumpsters around their floating parking lot.
Yes. I particularly noted that you referenced the parking lot for the borough. There's that low spot, which in most of the year doesn't seem to be much of a problem, but it obviously accumulates rain whenever it rains that hard.
It certainly does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on. For in most cases, except for the other time, and the other time is when we have freezing that sometimes sort of causes, if we have a freeze-thaw cycle, we find that those culverts and those areas that normally would flow the water get frozen up. And I know that from time to time, the city does go out with a wagon and steam open them. That happens, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's move on from there we're well into August, and the other big event, in addition to rain coming down, of course, is the beginning of the Alaska State Fair on the 19th. As you're looking ahead, we're just roughly 2 weeks out from that. What would you say the city's posture toward the fair is in terms of prepping to make sure it works well, since it happens within the city limits?
So we are concerned about the periphery, you know, people coming in and out. Of course, you know, they're traveling from all over through, you know, state highway system, but it certainly has an impact on our community. We are, you know, hoping that people come to Palmer for more than just a fair. And that's good for business at the fair. It's good for business when people come into town and shop and explore what they have in Palmer. And I know it's hard to believe, but I bet there's some people in Alaska who have not been to Palmer this summer yet. And so it would be a good time to kind of stop in when they're at the fair.
Right. And also to take a breather if there happens to be one of those days when there's a crowd out there at the fair. It'd be a little less crowded here within the city. I'm particularly interested, since I'm out there every day. We broadcast live from noon to 5, and we have volunteers who go out. And we have the proper card that allows us to park relatively close inside near Raven Hall. But also on particularly good weather days, like to ride bike out. And I note that, although I have in the past used the Springer system roads going out, the new bike path is actually maybe a little bit longer, but is also very pleasant, nice views, quiet, and very safe. And it gives you an easy crossover into the fair.
Yes, that's something that I know the community and even the Mat-Su Borough has paid attention to, putting in bike paths and make it safer operation. It's also good for health, and it's great for a grandpop with three grandkids who like to go biking through Palmer and our surrounding areas. So, Yeah, so I think it's a really good investment. Also promotes good health, and plus too, you can't go as fast on your bike as you can in a car. At least I can't.
Most people,
and you get
right.
to see things you just normally wouldn't see when you're flying by in a car.
Gotcha. So this year we have not enjoyed a lot of road building, and in sometimes years past, the highway. The Glen Highway, for example, had to sort of stop because it could have interfered with people trying to get to and from the fair. But this year, as best I know, there's no road construction going on. Is that true at the moment?
That is very true. It's a reprieve from us, city and the state, irritating you and making your life inconvenient. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I believe the state is coming back to do the second part of the Glen Highway from Palmer to the interchange next year. At least that's what's on schedule.
Okay. And that when done, as I appreciate the done part of the Glen Highway right now, will be a good thing. But through the period of construction, patience is probably the most important thing to have. Well, I asked you questions about a couple of different things, but I know that the city is now into the second half of the year. When does the whole budget preparation begin? I know that there's work being done at various times, but when can we expect to see aspects of the budget looking toward next year?
Publicly, we'll be seeing it probably end of September into early October. So we are already working on that shortly. I think it's going to be the second meeting in August. We are going to be taking to City Council our 2023 capital project priority to City Council. And it's going to be interesting because we have a list of 15, but most of my City Council people are new. So they have not weighed in. So it'll be interesting to see what gets added, what gets taken away, and how the priority has changed. So we'll have a good discussion on that. And this is primarily money that we look longer term, bigger projects that we're seeking money from the state or the feds. And with all the money flowing federal, we are trying to get ourselves in a good position to compete for some of that infrastructure money right here in Palmer.
Well, speaking infrastructure, the biggest infrastructure piece been going on for some time, multi-millions of dollars, has to do with the processing of sewage. What's the state of that project at the present time?
It is moving along well. We also have supply chain issues with that, but it should be complete this fall, fully operational. And that will change the way we treat our waste. It will be better for the neighbors out there because we had the lagoon where all the stuff would just kind of settle, and then we would clean it out and pump it out and ruin people's Saturday and Sunday barbecues because of the smell. But that'll all be removed with a more mechanical system be taken care of. So we're looking forward to that completion. This is something that I think traditionally we didn't want to do because of the great cost. The federal government says you have to do it. But I think in the long run, as long as we don't ding our utility users like myself, too bad, I think this is going to be a good thing.
Okay. Now, I heard a little bit about the resurrection of the discussion about the broader question of sewage disposal throughout the borough. And I know in the past there's been a committee, a group that's worked a bit on it. Any report about how that's going and what role the city of Palmer would play?
So I think it might be good, Mike, to have maybe Mike Brown or Mayor Edna come, because from my understanding, the assembly just put that whole project aside.
Uh-huh.
At their meeting Tuesday night.
Okay.
I don't have all the details, but I know they put a pin on that, and I think they're looking at other type of options. So I think they would be good to kind of bring in and talk about what their plan is or what their focus is on that whole situation.
Okay, so you've had the pleasure of being both over there at the borough and here, and like I know that this has been a huge project that involves a lot of different areas and kind of competing ideas about how best that be done. But I'll take that advice and we'll contact them. Another piece of coordinating type of activity involves, of course, one of my favorite topics, and probably yours, the area north of the airport with the big trees. From the perspective of the city of Palmer, any progress being made on that issue?
We are in friendly discussions, and I want to state friendly. At times earlier, it wasn't. But we are moving slowly walking towards that. I'm confident we're going to get to a good situation where we both can agree the park can remain as good or better than it has in the past, and it will be safer for our people using the airport, especially our forestry. You know, our forestry comes out, heavy loaded with water and that sort of thing to fight fires, and we're very fortunate to have them here in Palmer. We just want to make it safe and best for them all, and our users as well.
Okay. Well, I look forward to at some point into the future having a decision made and action taken. I know it feels like it's continuing on. There isn't any obvious change. People are camping there now, and the season of camping will pretty much close, and then it'll be somewhat fewer users, but they'll be using the trails for both hiking and skiing and things of that sort.
Well, I think like anything else, when you look at change or potential change, you imagine the worst possible case, and we're not even close to worst possible case on this. So I think the conclusion will be is outside of seeing some activities, it's not going to be a whole lot noticeable for the users of the Mat River Park.
Okay. Very good. Now, I know I've asked a bunch of questions here, and there may be other topics you'd like to share with listeners that have emerged from either the meetings or as you're looking ahead here, things that will be happening in the rest of August as we roll into what is really fall in September.
Yes. Well, first thing, I don't know if you remember the Who song, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Right.
Well, city council closed in July, and we have one person running for mayor, which is our same mayor. We have one person running for a 2-seat term, which is Mr. Alcantara. We have two people running for 2 seats with 1 year, which is Tom Augelet and Richard Best. And then we do have a competitive race. It's going to be – we have 2 council seats for a 3-year term with Carlina Anzalotti, Josh Tudor, and Cecilia Corbin Bradford. So what's nice is from a manager standpoint is we can start early and start getting into 2023 and 2024 because we're pretty well set on who is going to be leading the city here in the next – year 2 or 3.
Okay, and reminding people, of course, that election happens in October. City of Palmer does things differently. Many of the other elections, the borough and the state elections, and as well as national seats, will be taken up in November.
Yeah, and Mike, you said differently. I think we think correctly here.
Well, we certainly are able to get attention, taking ourselves away from all of the rest of what will be happening as people are literally besieged with opportunities to look at one or another of the candidates. And it's true. Now, at the present time, there's been a wee bit of expression around the question of the way in which elections are conducted, and over again, people have looked at and reaffirmed from at least the state level, the Division of Elections, the lieutenant governor, people at the borough, that they have confidence in the equipment that's being used. And that equipment is the Dominion equipment that's being used throughout the state. Any comments you'd want to make about that whole thing?
Not really.
I just thought that would be,
the city of Palmer has the same equipment, and there has been questions raised, concerns raised, and I think it all comes back to people's faith in government. Some people have faith in government, some have no faith in government. I mean, and that's the American way. So I think we did a very good job at the last election in October explaining how the equipment worked, how it was protected, how it was isolated. But that in many cases does not satisfy some folks. And I don't think those folks will ever be satisfied, based upon the equipment. And essentially we look at it as, it's like a calculator. It's accounting equipment. And so we just have to deal with that. And I mean, it's part of, managing people with different opinions, different thoughts, different beliefs. We all have to kind of provide those services together. So I don't know if that's going to be an issue in October. All I know is locally, the people who have most concerns seem to have the people who they would like win actually win.
And of course, that's a commonality, certainly. But I appreciate you're willing to speak to this issue, and I think you've done a good job with it. Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm speaking with Palmer City Manager John Moosey. John, we have a minute or two left. There could be some other events happening here in the city in the next month. The Alaska State Fair we have a parade that happens. Are there any other events that are of note?
Don't forget to bring your umbrella and rain gear out. We got Friday Fling today, and the last one of the year, I think, is next Friday. So please come. You don't have to have admission to buy all the great food and pick up vegetables and buy crafts and that sort of thing and really, really enjoy our town. But we would like you to spend money in our town.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. And to remind people, the sales tax for the city of Palmer has been 3% for how many decades?
Forever. Yeah. 3% sales tax, 3 levy on property, 3 mills. That has not changed for close to 30 years. I don't know of any local government that can say you've not changed your tax or increased your tax in over 30 years. And that's, I think that says an awful lot about everybody who is here now, but especially all those people here before us. And that has been really kind of a focus of every city council person and mayor I've worked with here. It's we keep, our costs down, and we honor, our people who shop here, people who live here, on trying to give them a fair and a rate that they can budget for and they understand. No surprises.
Okay, very good. John, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you very much for calling in today and sharing. And stay dry out there.
You too, sir. Have a great one.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.